Mary Lou Williams was one of Marion McPartland's favorite pianist composers, and today we pay tribute to her with this program when she was a guest in the first season of Piano Jazz in 1979. The program begins with a piano and bass blues.
Had a chance to welcome you to the show, and it's really such a thrill for me because
that's nice to know.
You know, you've always been one of my big influences, and somebody that I've looked up to and admired a lot because I think what you've done, something nobody else has done in music, being a pianist of your caliber and a terrific arranger. In fact, something I wanted to ask you, I know you're teaching now down at Duke University, and I wondered if you'd been writing some band arrangements or anything for the kids.
Of course, I'm doing a little bit of everything. I'm teaching writing. I'm teaching the history of jazz, and the kids are very enthused about it.
Do you play that for them?
Well, that's how I teach the private students, you know, whenever they come
like
to me.
Oh, like a one-to-one.
I try to teach them. I take them back to Fats Waller. That's like a metronome, but it isn't that corny, stiff beat that you would get from a metronome. It's has a lot of love in it. It's a flow, like the wheels of an engine. You know, it's going like that.
Chugging right along.
Yeah, right.
Well, how do you get them to absorb that, or to learn to play that left hand?
Well, it's difficult. They don't always make it, but they try. Well, you see, that's the basic feeling in the music, even though you're playing some other style, avant-garde or something else, but that's a basic feeling of jazz.
Didn't you tell me she played the organ?
Yes.
In church?
Yes, in church and at home.
What a marvelous start for you. I guess that's how you got started playing from her, wasn't it?
Of course. She taught me spirituals and ragtime, and during that period, I think boogie was quite popular, you know, that type of bass.
It's not easy to play. You've got some very good chops. Boy, that thing is not easy.
There's so many different left-hand movements of that, you know. I play two, and there's at least 10 or 20, you know.
I used to listen to somebody, I think.
And then,
that's a hard one, and then there's...
Yeah. Right.
But boy, they're as hard as any classical music to get them even and get them smooth. Sometimes I think I'll be very clever and I'll start out one of those. Boy, after about 2 minutes, my arm is just so heavy, you know, I have to go into some other style or end the thing before it carries me away, you know, before I slow down or something. You know, one thing you didn't do, something contemporary, because... You're one of the very few people who has not gone along with any fads and the things that come along in music. You've always gone your own way, but yet you've always been contemporary.
Well, so you've always missed it there. I'm the only living musician that has played all the years. Other musicians lived through the years and they never changed the style. You know how that happened? My mother taught me spirituals, ragtime. I was in Kansas City with Lester Young, Ben Webster. That was my era of the 30s. Oh, no, the 29s. I was with the John Williams syncopators. That was
that before Andy Kirk?
That was before Andy Kirk. Okay, and I was only in grade school when I was with them. I played with Duke Ellington before I was 12 years old. They were the Washingtonians at the Lincoln Theater in New York. And musicians used to take me there before I even finished high school for musicians like... Jelly Roll Morton or Fats Waller to listen to. And I also played with Johnny Hodges and Benny Carter, Fats Waller and all of them at the Rhythm. You've heard of the Rhythm Club in New York?
Sure.
Before I was 12 or 13 years old.
What a fantastic growing up for you, though. What a fantastic background you had.
The fourth era, the bop era, the musicians used to come to my house and write the music. Bud Powell, Monk, and Tad Damron, Sarah Vaughan, Mel Torme, Earl Garner, they were there every morning after I left the cafe downtown.
You mean Cafe Society?
Yes, and what I was doing, I was playing a swinging left hand then, and I quit my job on the east side and just stayed home and started hanging out on 52nd Street.
I just remember this minute where I met you, the Downbeat. Remember that little hole in the wall, that little tiny club on I think it was 54th.
Yes, 52nd or 54th. Yeah, it was 50. I was doubling with Billy Taylor.
I know.
And I had a group with me, Benny. What was Kenny Durham?
Yeah.
And Klug. And who else on bass? Oscar
Pettiford, I think, was in
terrific.
There. And another time I came in, Percy Heath was there.
Yes.
And Bill Harris was there. Mm-hmm. It was a tiny place, and I remember, I think I had already started at the Hickory House, mm-hmm. and I would run over and just stand in the doorway, you know, with my mouth open, watching you people.
Well, I was
doing
booked in
thing.
As a trio, and when it ended up, I had four men on the line. There was seven of us. I used to do weird things like that, you know, in New York.
Play another blues in another key. What's your favorite key?
Doesn't matter. It's according to what mood I'm in.
What mood are you in now? Are you in a B-flat mood or are you in a D-flat mood?
Well,
or are you
I
in an A-flat
know.
Mood?
I could just be flat, period. Here's a pretty one.
I love this.
Now, this
thing.
Is the blues.
Fascinating piece. That's called Baby Man, isn't
yes.
it? What an interesting
We went
title.
Free, and the bass went free, and that's what we were doing in a blues. There's so many different forms of jazz. It isn't even funny. There's also what we would call a ballad.
You mean with a blues feeling?
You know, this thing I wrote, Watch Your Morning Star.
Oh, sure. I play that all the time.
Ballad.
Was that
it's
the key playing
ballad
it in?
Blues.
So many things. My mind is buzzing with all kinds of things I want to ask you about. And one of them was that tune you wrote out for me years ago.
In fact, it was
in D-flat. Yeah, that picture I showed you that you wanted to grab away from me. Mm-hmm. You wrote out this tune.
Scratching the gravel.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.